We have election results and coverage from Haines, Skagway, Cleckolan, and around Southeast. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Marga Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Low voter turnout was the theme across the state in Tuesday's primary election, and Haines, Skagway, and Cleckolan were no different. Across the state, just over 21% of registered voters cast ballots on Tuesday. Only about 2,700 voters turned out to vote in District 34, which has more than 13,000 registered voters. Turnout at the two Haines precincts, one in town and one in Mosquito Lake, averaged about 25%. Cleckolan had the highest voter turnout of any precinct in the district, with 38%. Since redistricting, Skagway is now in District 32, along with communities like Juneau and Petersburg. That district had 25% of its registered voters turn out Tuesday, with the Skagway precinct holding average at also 25% participation. Democrat Sharon Cisna will face Republican incumbent Don Young for the state seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. In the State House, Beth Curtula was the only Democrat running for House District 32. A majority of Skagway voters supported Ballot Measure 1, the property tax exemption measure. Statewide, the vote was still too close to call, and absentee ballots will likely decide the outcome of the measure. Skagway voters also turned out in support of the Coastal Management Program measure, but it failed by a wide margin statewide. Skagway Assemblyman Mike Korsmo said Wednesday it was disappointing to see the measure fail. He said he had been hopeful statewide voters would support the measure because, he said, the program is valuable for coastal communities.
But I think people here support coastal management because of the fact that we're our own district and we have some, areas merring special attention, and it makes you nervous not to have the protection of that program and, when people come in to do projects. So it's been very effective for Skagway when there is projects going on as far as the process of getting permitting and stuff like that. The program itself was actually helpful to put projects together, even on trail projects and stuff like that. So it was, it's been a good program for us.
But the effort may not be dead yet. Supporters and opponents of Ballot Measure 2 expect state lawmakers to consider coastal program legislation again next session. Despite what the state may or may not do from here on out, Korsmo said Skagway is poised to take matters into its own hands. The Assembly may take up the issue of creating its own local coastal management program, he said. Korsmo is on the committee that worked recently to rework some of the local code as Skagway switched from a city to a municipality when it became a borough. The group purposely held off on the chapter about coastal zone management, waiting to see if the measure would pass statewide.
So far, the discussion has been at the Assembly level that we're going to keep our own coastal zone program anyway. And so now we're going to have to go and rewrite it to see how that's going to work without the state supporting it. And at the next Assembly meeting, I'll be bringing up how we're going to go about writing it to still have our own program.
Korsmo said having a program at the local level may be more effective than a state program anyway, at least for an individual community.
What scared people about more than anything and was the fact that the way that the program was being set up under this initiative, because it gave that much more power to each district, which to me is great. I mean, in my mind, best government comes from locally. So,
in District 34, which includes Haines and Cleckwan, Don Young got the overwhelming number of Republican votes for the U.S. congressional seat. But the votes for the Democratic candidate that will face off against Young were much more spread out among Haines and Cleckwan voters. Sharon Cisna, the candidate that won the statewide Democratic election, barely eked out ahead among Haines voters. Democrat Matt Moore actually garnered more Cleckwan votes than Cisna, and Deborah Chestnut was close behind in both communities. Haines and Cleckwan voters also showed more opposition than support for both measures on the ballot. District 34 as a whole voted for the creation of a coastal management program, but more people in Haines and Cleckwan voted against the measure than for it. There were two other important races Haines and Cleckwan voters weighed in on. One is for the state Senate seat. Democrat Albert Kukesh and Republican Bert Stedman are both incumbents, but now must face off in the newly redrawn Senate district. Kukesh had a slightly lower vote count in Haines than Stedman, but he had more votes from Cleckwan than the Republican. Overall, in the Senate district, the Democrats turned out slightly more voters than Republicans. The race for the state Senate seat also had interesting numbers. Jonathan Christ Tompkins of Sitka is going up against Representative Bill Thomas of Haines. The new boundaries now include Sitka in the district. more people voted on the Democratic ticket than the Republican district-wide. And so Christ Tompkins received more total votes than Thomas in the primary.
I think it's an exciting result any way you cut it.
That's a Democrat, Christ Tompkins, on Wednesday morning. Thomas, the Republican, garnered more votes in Haines, but Christ Tompkins carried more votes from Cluckwan than Thomas did. But those numbers didn't bother Thomas at this stage in the game, he said.
Well, but you've got to remember that this is a Democrat district, that I'm the first Republican to be elected in there, and a lot of the people can't vote. You had to take one ballot out of the other.
Christ Tompkins attributes the support he received from several of the villages as a sign of his campaigning style paying off.
I think it shows that hard work really pays off in these places. If you show that you're there to listen and to learn and to work hard, that really, I think, reflects on Election Day. And Kaik and Heidelberg and Ann Goon, and also to a certain extent Metlakatla, spent a lot of time, and I've knocked on every door in those villages except for just a handful in Kaik. And those were also the three villages that we had the most lopsided margin.
Thomas said he never doubted he would have a race on his hands come November.
I never said he wasn't a worthy candidate, and I don't think anybody ever says he wasn't. I still think it comes down to experience.
All election results and breakdown of voters by district and communities can be found on the State Division of Elections website. We already mentioned a little bit about ballot measure 2, but despite its failure, Alaska could still reestablish its coastal management program. Lawmakers on both sides of the vote expect to work on the issue again next legislative session. Ketchikan Representative Kyle Johansson, who is facing a re-election challenge this fall, was glad voters turned down the initiative. Johansson and other opponents have said they are in favor of having some sort of coastal management program, but not the one proposed in the initiative.
There are better ways to write this bill. We had two options last year. A straight, simple extension of the current plan would have worked for me, or the bill that we passed out of the House 40-0 would have worked for me. But this piece of legislation that was on the ballot yesterday went far beyond those proposals, and I couldn't support it. So I'm pleased that we're not under that law right now.
The measure's opponents said, among other things, that it was too far-reaching. With support from oil producers and other pro-development interests, the Vote No on 2 campaign was able to vastly outspend initiative backers, who received most of their support from coastal towns and residents. Juneau Representative Beth Kutula was an outspoken advocate for the initiative, so she was disappointed by the result. But she's hopeful that next session, lawmakers can agree on a bill that could still bring back the program, which sets up standards to review development projects in coastal areas.
By virtue of my experience at this point, I'll help anybody who wants to work on this issue. It's such an important one, and I'm sorry that the initiative didn't pass, but I have to admit, we could see it. And we didn't have money for TV, for instance, until the dead last of the race. And so it's hard to have the message sink in. I will say, really proud of the thousands of people who turned out and did vote for it. And also, of course, real proud of our district and coastal Alaska, who I think are really the backbone of the effort.
Nearly 62% of Alaska voters said no to the Coastal Management Initiative, and just under 40% supported it. And here's some more Southeast Alaska primary results. Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson knocked out two Ketchikan opponents to win the Republican nomination for the new House District 33. Ketchikan is the largest community in the district, which also includes Saxman, Kaufman Cove, Thorne Bay, and several other Prince of Wales Island communities. Wilson won 46% of the 2,145 ballots cast. Ketchikan's Agnes Moran took 32%, and Patty Mackey, also from Ketchikan, got 22%. Ketchikan Democrat Matt Olson was unopposed in the race and will face Wilson in the November 6th general election. Incumbent Republican Representative Kyle Johansson of Ketchikan will appear on that ballot as an independent. No other Southeast legislative primary had an in-party race this year. The new House District 33 had one Republican and one Democrat on the ballot. The new Senate District Q also saw one candidate from each party, each an incumbent. Sitka Republican Bert Stedman won his party's nomination with 2,870 votes. Democrat Albert Kukesh clinched his party's slot with around 1,460. The primary winners face off against each other in the November general election. There is no race for either of Juneau's House districts. Republican Kathy Munoz is unopposed in District 31, which includes Juneau's Mendenhall Valley and Airport area. So is Democrat Beth Curtula, whose District 32 includes downtown Juneau, Douglas, Skagway, Petersburg, and Gustavus. Juneau's Senate seat, District P, which also includes Skagway, is not on the ballot this year. On Thursday night, we'll bring you a wrap-up of Tuesday evening's Haines Assembly meeting, since we weren't able to get to it in this newscast. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.